You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The exhibition Let Us Drink the New Wine Together is currently on till 13th of May in Howick, but it's also online. People listening can Google Let Us Drink the New Wine Together and click on the link to the online portal. Be transported into a sociable and intriguing online world. I started off by asking how to pronounce the name of Alice's Chilean collaborator.
Máximo Corvalán Pincheira.
Máximo Corvalán Pincheira.
Yeah, Pincheira. Yeah.
Pincheira.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool. Yeah. So the exhibition that you did together is currently on at the Uxbridge Gallery in Howick, Let Us Drink the New Wine Together, but it's also online. Can Google Let Us Drink the New Wine Together, find the Uxbridge Gallery, and there's a link to the online portal there too. And I'm in it right now, and you let them take control of your camera, and I can see my little face in a circle, and I'm getting posted around the world to enjoy the work and perhaps meet some other people along the way. And it's very playful and a way of connecting to the world from one's room. And I wondered if you could talk a bit about the work and how it came about.
So the virtual exhibition was made because this was a pandemic project. Máximo Corvalán Pincheira and I were both supposed to be having residencies in Sweden when the pandemic happened. And so we decided to have an exhibition between New Zealand and Chile instead. And so we created a body of work, and then everything was so precarious that we were like, well, this might not ever make it into a museum or an art gallery or any kind of space where we can have audiences and rooms. And so I collaborated with Kate Stevenson, who was a student at the University of Auckland, actually, and Chris White, who also I met them when they were doing their masters in film. And then they became game designers. So they got really into film production, but also gaming, but also how then you can bring museums into being both material spaces and galleries and museums, but also virtual spaces. So they're really interested in that fold between the virtual world and the material. And they're animators, and their team, Dot Dot, are based in New York. They have this incredible team of software designers, animation experts, VR people. And so Kate and Chris offered us their platform, which is Dot Dot Social, to work as an art space. So we could create this labyrinth of interconnected rooms. And the cool thing about this platform, it's bespoke, so it's created by the people who are running it. You know, it's not like using Google as your platform, like they've started it from scratch, is that it mimics the sociality of the art gallery, so that if you and I happen to, I'm in the cardboard room, by the way, if you happen to make it to the cardboard room, Alex, I'll be able to see you and we'll be able to chat inside. Our two, we'll be able to see each other and hear each other, and if you're close to me, we can talk, but if you go to the other side of the screen, then we won't be able to hear each other. So there's this idea that people can gather in little pods inside the room, the virtual room, and chat, hang out, see each other, be present together inside the artwork. So if you imagine there's a series of artworks that are interconnected by these little portals, the exhibition has an element of gaming, of online gaming, and an element of a Zoom call. It kind of brings all that together to create this sociality of the art world. And obviously that came out of the pandemic situation where we were finding ways to connect with each other from our isolation, from the isolation of our homes, and to be able to continue with our creative practices and continuing to share creative ideas and artistic ideas. And so that's how that all came to be.
There are loads of envelopes in the exhibition too. How are they connected to your COVID experience?
Yeah, envelopes are one of the really important parts of this whole show. So we have the online exhibition there, but the online exhibition is open right now because of the exhibition at the Malcolm Smith Gallery, which is up for the rest of the week. So when Máximo and I started to collaborate, we were really interested in, creating a work that was about artists continuing to practice in this time of border control. And Máximo has kind of a history of working with, he likes to push up against borders. That's kind of his artistic practice. He'll find a border space or a political issue, and he'll figure out how he can sort of press into it or press the bruise of it. in these points of tension. So the way that we kind of pressed the bruise of border control during the pandemic was through creating envelopes that we sent across literal borders in the literal post across the world. So we had a series of envelope artworks, postal artworks, that we posted. We started sending them in about May 2020, and they've kept travelling. Some of them are kind of still travelling now. So it's been more than, how many years is that? We're coming up to 3 years that these envelopes have been kind of connecting artists through touch, but via the bodies of envelopes. So I worked with my partner, Jeffrey Holdaway, who's a watercolour artist, to create envelopes that are kind of artworks of themselves. So each artwork has a painting on one side, and I made some little artworks. And then, so if I made one envelope, I would send it, we'd aim to have it via the hands of five artists, the same envelope. So it would go like Auckland to Fiji, Fiji to Italy, Italy to Thailand, Thailand to Santiago, Chile. We managed to do it. So we had about 11 envelopes that made it back to Chile from New Zealand, and we managed to have envelopes cross through all the continents of the world. So we had one that got to the Congo during the pandemic. We had Fiji, we had Japan, we had Thailand, we had lots of different parts of Europe, as far north as Sweden and Montreal and Iceland. Envelopes show up in Mongolia, but then it got lost, and we lost envelopes in Uganda and the south of Patagonia. So we really, Maximil and I, both as artists who have international practices, we have networks of friends who we've met at various different events. And, yeah, we just asked our friends if they'd join us for this project. And it was really wonderful, the kind of heart of it, to connect to our friends and have our friends have the envelope arrive to their houses in the time of the pandemic. And then, you know, they could keep something from the envelope, but they swapped something into it. So it's just like a giant chain letter, you know, in practice, but really pressing into friendship and pressing into thinking around how we can very gently try to continue to make work to resist border control in a safe and healthy way that supported the kind of mandates that governments were giving about closing borders. Yeah, and it was just amazing having that documentation sent to us from our friends in different parts of the world as the envelopes crossed the world right through that whole time of the pandemic. And that's kind of the heart of the exhibition. The other heart of the exhibition is digital maps. So Max found a base kind of world map, and we sent it to about 26 artists in different parts of the world to rewrite the map, so make an artistic intervention into the map and return it to us, and they became artworks as well. So those envelopes and maps are the centre of that virtual exhibition. We then animated the maps and turned them into little film animations and video animations, so the visitors to our digital site kind of portal their way through these rooms that are made out of digital maps and envelope pieces.
Oh.
Can I just say one thing just to add in?
Yes, please.
So people who are interested, they can go and see the show at the Malcolm Smith Gallery in Auckland. And they can, right now, you know, it's open 24/7 until Sunday. The virtual exhibition is open. But they might also want to check out Maximo Cordova-Lampincheta's website. We can put a link of that up on the BFM website, and so people can see the work that he's doing, because there's just so much interesting artwork happening in Chile, and it's so great to be able to connect the art world of Chile with the art world of Aotearoa. And he's making these quite magnificent large-scale works in Chile right now, and we have our exhibition up, so it feels like there's this connection between the work happening in Chile and the work happening in Auckland. It's really nice for viewers to be able to check out those websites and see that work.
That was Associate Professor Alice Longley from the University of Auckland talking about the physical and online exhibition Let Us Drink the New Wine Together. The link to the exhibition and Maximo's work will be put on the BFM website along with the interview podcast.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.